Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, and thank you once again for tuning in to Maintain Ministries and Outreach Ministries. This is Prophetess Donna Holmes, and it is once again a pleasure and a privilege to be able to come before God's people and share His Word and give what the Lord has placed on my heart out of His Word unto you. I thank God for you. We're going to open up in prayer, and we'll get right into the Word. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your grace, Lord God, for you being the all-sufficient one. You are more than enough, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for your very tender mercies, oh God, your presence, oh God. Lord God, in the midst of situations, trying times, circumstances, you are yet God, and you do not change. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You are still the great I Am, the Almighty King of Glory. And, Father, I exalt you today. I give you the glory. I worship you and you only, Father, and I just say thank you. Thank you for who you are, Lord God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it appears to be, Lord Father, you are the Lord. And I bless you tonight, and I thank you for your children, and I just ask that you bless each and every one tonight, Lord God, those who are listening now, those who will listen later. And, Lord God, even those who are not listening, you know the hearts, you know the minds, you hear the cries, you hear the unspoken things, Lord God. You know every need, every situation, every circumstance, and every family, Lord God. You know every child. You know the things that, Lord God, your children are pouring out before you, even on the inside of them, Lord God. And so I just ask, Father, that you be attentive to each and every need. See every heart, Lord God, every heartbeat. And pay attention, Lord God, and deliver, Lord God, and set free. Make whole, oh God, as only you can. I know you are able, and I know that you're willing. I just pray that their hearts be prepared and be desirous of the change, of the need of you, Lord Father. And I just ask that you bless each and every one, Lord God, as they have need, Lord God, meet each and every one according to your will and your supply. I just ask that your name be glorified, Lord God, even right now as we begin to minister your word, Lord Father. I just ask that your will be done, that your word go forth, Lord God, that the seed be planted and that the heart be receptive to receive. Well, thus saith the Lord God, give us ears to hear and eyes to see and a spirit and soul to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has for us tonight. I say thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. You are the Lord, and I give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. And I just want to share with you tonight from Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to read from God's Word. It's another version, but it's a little clearer. It's simple, but it's God's Word translation. And I just happened to come home from work yesterday, and I just opened up the scripture, and this it just fell open to this, and so I went to this particular translation just for some clarity for some things that I was looking for further on in the chapter. But as the Lord began to allow me to read the beginning of the chapter, then again he began to minister something else. So I'll begin with Matthew chapter 16, and I'll be starting with verse number 1. And so as the Lord began to minister to me about how even those who may not necessarily be in agreement with each other. And my heart is grievous about denominations because there are so many of them. And in so many words, they are just different sects of one belief. There are different beliefs within this same walk in which we're walking as Christians. There are many different parts, which are sects, S-E-C-T. And in the Lord's time, as he walked the earth, he came in contact with these same type of people. And at the time, they were called Pharisees and Sadducees. And they were a sect of the Jewish people, but they were different sects, and they believed in different things, but yet they were of the same origin. And yet Jesus, being of a nationality, a Jew, they completely were against each other as Pharisees and Sadducees, but they came together to be completely against Christ. So as the Lord began to minister to me about our denominations in this time and season in which we're living in, when we see so many people who have so many different beliefs, but yet we are of the same body, and we are of the same spirit, and we are of the same walk and talk and communion with the same God that we pray to, there is still some division. And we know Christ is not divided. He is whole. He is of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They are three characteristics of the same. There is no division They make up the whole. And as a body of believers, we are to make up a whole, but yet as denominations have separated and divided themselves from one another, everybody believes something different. And so again, we are made to believe that encouraged to believe that everybody can believe something different, but we're still going to all go to the same place. Okay, that might be true in your mind and in your understanding, but according to the word, I beg to differ. And so I'm going to read starting with chapter 16, verse 1 of Matthew. And the scripture reads as follows. It says, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to test Jesus. So they asked him to show them a sign, a miraculous sign from heaven. And again, when you're talking about the Sadducees and the Pharisees, just to give a little bit of clarity, the Sadducees, they were followers of a priesthood of Zadok in the earlier times, from the times of the temple being the place where the priests went in and offered up on behalf of the people of Israel. And so this particular priest, Zadok, was who the Sadducees followed, and they believed the only law was the written law, which was not exactly what they believed as far as Moses. They felt that the word that God spoke to Moses on the mountain was not the law. They only believed in what was written and what they were able to read. And so that set them apart in their belief. So they only believed in that which was written. And so obviously in order for it to be written, it had to be heard first. So it had to come from somewhere in order for it to be written down in the first place. But again, this was their belief. And so they believed in the written law and not in the spoken word or revelation of the mouth of God to Moses, nor the resurrection after death. And then the Pharisees, they were a different type of sect. They were separatists. They were pious. They were the more popular of the different sects. There were about three, but they were the more popular of the three. And in our Lord's time, they were very accurate and minute in all the matters of the law of Moses. They knew everything backwards and forwards concerning the laws of Moses and all that Moses had ordered for the Israelites. And then they were full of soundness in their system of religion, but that's all they were. They were a form, nothing else. Their characteristics were pride and self-righteousness. And so again, you had these two people. They had two totally different beliefs, but they were of the same lineage. They were of the same origin nationally. Their nationality were Jewish people, but they were separate in their thinking and their beliefs. Again, this is just very characteristics of what denominations are today. And so you have these two people who were technically enemies coming together, and they came together to try to test the Lord and ask for a miraculous sign. And God just began to minister to me about that, because denomination is so full of differences. And denomination is just a characteristic of the demonic. I mean, you have too many differences. You have so many different denominations. And you have so many different understandings. But who is really standing, on the solidness of who God is? Denomination is teaching you how to do it their way. God is saying just live godly, live his way, live according to his word. Denomination, when you go into ministries now and they have new members classes, new members are teaching you how to serve in their house, serve in that denomination. You serve the pastor this way. You serve the house that way. But who is teaching you how to serve God? The only way you're going to find that out is through the word, through prayer, and through worship. And so, again, as we continue on, the Lord began to respond to them. In verse 2, he says, in the evening, you say that the weather will be fine because the sky is red. And then he says in verse 3, and in the morning, you say that there will be a storm today because the sky is red and overcast. You can forecast the weather by judging the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. And in verse 4, he says, evil and unfaithful people look for a miraculous sign, but the only sign they will be given is that of Jonah. Then he left them standing there and went away. And I mean, you know, the simplicity of it is the fact that we have a lot of people today of various denominations going from place to place, preacher to preacher, prophet to prophet, looking for a miracle. And in so many words, the Lord is telling the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the ones who are searching for the miracles are looking for miracle workers. And that is of divination, because you're looking for somebody to show you something, to prove something to you that they are something. God don't have to prove nothing to nobody. He is God, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must know that for yourself, and that's the only way you're going to know is by having a personal relationship with him. He don't have to prove nothing to you. He don't have to do nothing to prove who he is, because he just is. So for the Pharisees and the Sadducees to try to come and test Christ, to show them something miraculous so that he could prove who he was. That was like Satan in his 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, trying to make him prove that he was the Son of God. If you are. Again, that is demonic. You ain't going to tell me it's not. It's demonic. We as a people, as a body, we must come to understand that God is. He don't have to do nothing he don't want to do. The fact that he blesses us and loves us and cares for us so richly is purely because he wants to. He wants us to have a relationship with you, with him. He wants us to experience him on the levels and in the power and in the majesty of his glory. He is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. If he don't do nothing for you, it does not change the fact that he is still God. But yet in his grace and in his mercy, he allows you to get up brand new every day, a measure of life that allows you to experience brand new mercies, another opportunity to come before his presence. And when he deals with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, considering that they both were enemies amongst themselves as the two different sects of people, but yet they would come together. They would come together as enemies to try to prove Christ as wrong, as try to prove him wrong and try to make him prove that he's something other than what he's claiming to be, and trying to make him do miracles to try to trip him up, and as though he wasn't aware of what they were trying to do. And it's a bitter place to be, because they were persistent enemies of the Lord, and they could not bear his teachings, and they sought every means to destroy his influence among the people. And this is the Pharisees. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees were against each other, yet even enemies of the same race against each other. This is what the body of Christ is doing to each other. You have believers who are serving in the same house, even in the same denominations, having levels of animosity and opposition against one another, hindering the body of Christ from fully being all that it is meant to be. It is meant to be a body. And when you have your own physical body, for instance, and you have something going on the inside of you, it will affect your entire body, your entire mentality, your entire movement. Everything that you do, everything that you set yourself to do is affected, because the pain has something to do with the internal. Whatever it is that's going on the inside of you, or even on the outside of you, it hinders every part of you until you get that dealt with. This is the condition that the body of Christ is in even today. We serve Christ as a people, as a believer, as a follower of Christ, and yet we can't even get along with each other long enough to be successful and effective as a whole body. God is not divided. Christ is not divided, but the body of Christ in this earth in which we're living has great division. And it's a sad thing. And the disciples, I'm going to read 16 and verse 5. It says, and the disciples had forgotten to take any bread along with them. And they went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus, verse number 6, said to them, be careful. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And again, verse 7, it says, the disciples had been discussing among themselves that they had not taken any bread along. Jesus knew about their conversation and asked, why are you discussing among yourselves that you do not have any bread? You have so little faith. And again, Christ is telling his disciples first, beware of the yeast, the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because he knows as the believers, we will be affected first. He tells his disciples first, be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees, because a little bit of their division, a little bit of that spirit, that self-righteousness, that believing what I believe, a little bit of that entering into the body of Christ can go a long way. And as we know, as yeast, putting into bread and making bread, and you use yeast, and it causes it to expand, it causes it to grow, it causes it to blow up and puff up and bubble up and increase in size. And it only takes a little bit to make a small amount of flour expand into something quite big. And again, Christ is telling them, they're discussing in the natural, when the Lord clearly says, be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they still talking about bread. Because again, in this body, you have too many people still talking about bread, what they can get, what they can eat, what they can have. When Christ is trying to tell them, be aware. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because, again, a little bit of that in the body is going to cause an expansion and such a division of so much that is corrupt. And when you bring that all together and knead that all together and you bake up that loaf, you're going to have a hot mess. This is the word of the Lord. I encourage you to please spend time in the Word of God. Do not be deceived. Do not be overtaken by what has the appearance of righteousness and what appears to look good in this walk that we're living in right now, where deception is so great. I can't stress that enough, because I despise it. And yet it's so present everywhere, deception. Trickery, that is of the devil. Anything that can look you in your face and smile and pretend that it's something that is not, that is deception. Whether it's in the pulpit, on your job, even in your home, wherever it is, if it's pretending to be something that it is not, it is deception. It is purposely deceiving you. It is purposely blinding you. It is purposely hindering you from experiencing what is real. But you must know for yourself the reality of what it is we're walking in Christ. You must know Christ for yourself. You must have this relationship for yourself. It is a personal relationship that you can have. You can repent. You can turn away from your sins. You can return unto the Lord, and he will gladly receive you, take you as his own, renew you, restore you, refresh you, rebuild you, and cause you to walk with him in a way that you never knew possible. That's what salvation is. It is a life brand new. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. God is brand new. When we turn away from sin and we turn to God, it is brand new. It is a life brand new, and it is a gift of God. It is a gift of God that he so desires for us to receive. It is yours for the taking. You just need to receive it for yourself. But can't nobody receive it for you. You got to take it for yourself. So I encourage you as people of God and as unbelievers, trust God. Look to him. Search the scriptures for yourself. Know that we serve a true and a living God. No matter what it looks like here on the earth, everything is temporal. All things in God last forever. Everything else is just temporary. It's just a temporary fix till you get the next one, until you search out the next one. You know, it's something else when they got senior citizens on TV trying to act like they young. Reality shows about senior citizens living like they in the projects. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The shock value that they have to keep searching for to keep people entertained. And what you left with, looking for something else until that, once that gets old, you're looking for something else. So what is it going to be then? I mean, you know, again, only what God is, only what God does is forever. It is eternal. Everything else is surely temporary. This is a time and season, if you do not know the Lord, it is my prayer that the Lord will open up your heart and that you would be pricked in your heart to turn away from those things that have caused you to be hindered, that have caused you to be hurt, to be broken, caused you to beat up on yourself, caused you to turn away from the things that God desires to minister to you, and that there be some sincere place within you that can receive the Lord for yourself. Ask him in. Ask him in. He will come where you are, and he will meet you. Trust me, I know it for myself. He will meet you right where you are, and he will bless your heart. He will bless your life, and he will bless your soul, and he will mend. You don't have to wait until you can get it right because, again, there's so much in you that needs to be worked on. You'll never be able to get it right. God can get it right for you. You just have to come and let him do the work. This is my prayer for you. Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I ask your blessings upon your people. I ask, Father, that the Pharisee and Sadducee spirit, oh God, be broken off the body of Christ, oh God, and amongst the people who walk and talk and minister in the things of God, but yet still carry that separatist and that sectarian spirit, oh God, that very thing which you despise. You did not call your body to be broken up, but to be whole. And so, Father, I ask that you would minister to each and every soul, each and every denomination. I pray that you do a breaking up in the spirit, a breaking up in the body, bringing all things back together as one whole body of Christ. Father, I ask that each and every heart and mind be touched tonight, Lord God, and be encouraged and be desiring to have the more of you, Father. I ask that you would bless their hearts, their minds, their homes, everything that concerns them, Lord God, especially in the things of you. I ask that you direct their paths, lead them as only you can. I ask that you have your way, Lord God, in each and everything that concerns their living. This is my prayer. Oh, God, and I ask you to have your way. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, oh, God, and amen. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. Please know that God loves you with an everlasting love, and so do I. God bless you.
God is working out his perfect work. You gotta